Dark Days of Dorothy Gale contains content not suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Darker Days of Dorothy Gale. Chapter 61. The First Miracle. Year 216. A.T.C. After the Cataclysm. The stranger and the lion stood on the other side of the river. They watched as the current began once more. Listened as the sound of rushing water swelled to its former deafening roil. The stranger dropped the sickle he had been using to steer the ferry at the bank of the river. Its handle was long, too long for any practical purpose, and he had no use for a weapon. His days of embracing violence were over, and to carry it would be inviting temptation. As the stranger and the lion ventured further from the river, they began to see less birds, less signs of life in general. This was more disheartening to the stranger than the lion. The silence of the seemingly dead world grew more maddening with each passing step. The silence was broken when the travelers came upon a murder of crows they were once following. The birds gathered on and around a pile of corpses, mostly mangled and bloodied beyond recognition. The stranger, however, recognized them, each and every one. As he took slow steps to the bodies, the lion stayed behind, for no other reason than apathy. He just did not care. He did not carry the same weight in his heart that he did when he traveled with Dorothy. The same fear that he did when he traveled with the Tin Woodman. Or the same sense of self-worth as he did when he first met the stranger. The birds flew away as the man approached and knelt beside the bodies. On the top of the pile was a man sprawled out. He was laying on his stomach, his head twisted around to the point that it faced outward.
"I was wrong," said the stranger quietly as he dropped to his knees. "I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. You were right."
He placed a hand to the man's broken face and wept until his weeping was interrupted by a new voice. It was a calming voice, a soothing voice. "It's okay," it said. The stranger looked up and saw before him a young woman. Her slender figure forced into a dark green corset, creating an hourglass shape. A tight dress hugged her hips and legs, and long green gloves stretched from hand to elbow. Her light green skin and her long black hair brought on a strange sense of déjà vu. He felt as though he knew this woman, or at least should know this woman. But he did not know why. Despite being only a few feet away from him, her voice sounded like a distant echo in his ears.
"Who are you?"
he asked fearfully, his voice trembling. "I am Ifel," replied the woman. "And what is your name?"
I don't have a name.
Where do you come from?
I come from nowhere. Nowhere I can remember.
A man with no name from nowhere. And still, you exist here. Tell me, how is that possible?
I wish I knew. I wish I had an answer.
What do you know?
I know I am a bad person. I know I am a liar. I know no matter how hard I try to be good, I fail. I know I am evil without wanting to be. Without trying to be.
He lowered his head and began weeping once more.
I want to be good. I want to be good. I do not want this guilt. I only want deliverance.
He looked up and he fell.
Are you an angel? A savior? Can you save me? Free me of this guilt. Break me of my monstrous habits and thoughts.
Only you can save yourself. I can, however, help you. Set you on the path of redemption. If you help me.
Her voice was hypnotic, and her presence was calming. The stranger watched as he fell, placed a hand on the body of Vernon Howell. He watched as every body in the pile began to twitch. As Vernon stood up, his head twisted around until it was back in its rightful place. The sockets of his eyes were hollow and bleeding. He choked and gagged until a single eyeball surfaced from the back of his throat and forced its way out of his mouth. The stranger watched with disgust as Vernon spit the eyeball out into a broken hand and returned it to the socket. The stranger knew why the other eye would never return. He also knew why he had a sudden bad taste in his mouth.
What do you need of me?
Asked the stranger.